Welcome to the website of Dynamic Churches International and to this course on leading the church into a dynamic future. We're glad that you have opened up this site and are inquiring as to how to lead others. And so we welcome you to consider this course as a way of equipping you for a future ministry, or even to strengthen your present ministry, perhaps. I'd like to just give a little bit of a overview of this course so that you'll see whether it's something you would want to take. It is called Leading the Church into a Dynamic Future, and the specific course that we're going to be looking at here today is Leaders Who Lead. This is Life Group Leader Training. Life Group is a small group for people who you may be able to bring together, for some from your church perhaps, others from the community, that that you can help them to become fully devoted disciples of Jesus Christ. And so we want to just kind of walk through some of this information a little bit here to help you to see how that you might be able to become more effective in your leadership skills. If you'll just scroll down to the next page, actually the second page, it should say Leaders Who Lead, How to Use This Training Workbook. I'm just going to walk through this and give some instructions here. It says these sessions will equip you to effectively lead your life group, coordinate and disciple other each member in your group, and also prepare your apprentice to lead his or her own group. And so there's three things that will be accomplished here: helping you to be effective in leading your group, helping you make sure that everyone in your group is becoming a disciple, but a big part of what you're doing also is training an apprentice, and so that will be accomplished as well. Each session is designed to be used by the coach. A coach is someone who is working perhaps with one or maybe several life group leaders. And so if this is a training that they can use, or you could just pick it up and go through it if you're a group leader yourself, and in a sense coach yourself. Each group leader should have completed the apprentice leader training, and we're going to look at that below here, down farther down the page, before beginning this training. The life group leader should study and prepare each session before meeting together with his or her coach and other group leaders. Usually, we recommend that you meet once a month for 1 hour. Together, they will review and discuss the content, be sure that it is clear and everyone understands it. But then also, a very important part of what this is about is making application. Many of these principles will be applied in your personal life. And that's important, that you be continuing to grow. If you're leading others, you need to be growing as well. It also can be used in leading your group. And in fact, some of the sessions are designed to actually be taught to your group. And so these are very important principles that you'll find will be very helpful in helping you to train others. This is simply one of five books that are designed as part of this Leading Your Church into a Dynamic Future course. And we're actually working on book three here. And if you notice below there that there is a training workbook for the initial philosophy. It's designed for training pastors in the philosophy and develop the disciple-making church. And there's also workshops and the how-tos of developing a small group and also one-to-one discipling. The second book is Learning to Lead. This is for the apprentice who is going to be learning while he is an apprentice. He's going to be learning how to lead a group by experiencing participating with you in leading your group. As he experiences that, he will gain the knowledge and the abilities and skills to be able to launch out and start a group of his or her own. And so it's designed for life group leaders to use in training their apprentices. The third book, which is what we're going to be looking at in this specific course, is Leaders Who Lead. There are leaders, and there are leaders who lead, who really give leadership. And we want you, if you're a group leader, to be able to be that kind of a leader. This is designed for coaches to use in training their life group leaders. And in this course, I will be acting as the coach, and I will be having a live session with individuals who are leading groups And we'll be walking through the various sessions and interacting on them so that we can learn from each other and from the content of the material. Just further down the page here, it says a winning team. This is after you have led a group and you have apprentices now that are leading groups of their own, then you would be able to use that. Often the pastor uses this material to train up his coaches. And then finally, the book five is to take it beyond your church by helping to mentor other churches in your community. So you can study that in more detail, but over on the next page is a chart that sort of shows some of the things that we cover, the objectives on this chart. It says overall strategy for developing people. The objectives down the left-hand column there are, there's five of them, the welcome, worship, win, word, and work. Now, they all start with W in the English language, but the concepts are there. Under number five, there's two categories. There's one-to-one, how we implement that, and there's also the small group. And just in the middle of a page, the middle column, coach and leader, it shows how that we will be looking at these five objectives as it relates to our time together. We want to share the burden for the church and for the community, and that's under welcome and sharing time. And under worship, we'll be worshiping God and praising Him for the way that He's developing the apprentices under us. The group members will be sharing how that what God is doing in their lives and in our lives as well. And we also want to be praising God as we see new groups being birthed out of our group, and that'll be an exciting time. The win, or which is outreach or evangelism, we need to plan outreach. Outreach doesn't just normally happen. You have to make some intentional effort for that to happen. We'll be planning some events as we go along, either as individual groups or maybe together, several groups working together, or maybe a citywide or a churchwide group, rather, outreach event. Under the fourth point, under the Word, which is the Bible, and then studying the Bible and developing skills, which are biblically based skills, in this course we'll be looking at how to lead your group, how to be an ongoing spiritual leader with the people that God has given you to lead. The number five, the work, will be leading your group one-to-one. That will be your main responsibility. So you'll be given skills in how to do that. And then in the small group time, there's other courses that you'll be encouraging your group members to participate in. The Explosive Growth Disciple-Making Process Workshops, and also the annual retreats. So that basically gives you an overview of what the course is about. And I trust that it's something you would want to do. If you do, then you need to just click on to lesson one and begin to do that. You'll see on the screen lesson one. You could click on that to listen to the recording. The column on the right hand side there. But we would recommend that you download those PDF files and have them so that you can work on them as you listen to the recording that is being done here. I'm going to turn this over to Jim Kloss, who is our technician in all of this, and he may have some further instructions for you.
Thank you, Al. You will need on your computer, in order to, if you're getting a blank screen on top, you will need to download Adobe Reader that allows you to see PDF files. If you type Adobe Reader, R-E-A-D-E-R, two words, into a Google or search engine, it will lead you to a site that you can just click and get a free download so that you can see these things. And when Adobe Reader opens, you should see at the top of the page a little print icon, and like a little printer, and you press that and it will print the study for you. And so you can have a physical copy or you can follow it on the screen. And then the it's just a question of listening to each recording. If you have questions, there'll be links on the homepage where it says contact us, and you can write us with your questions and we'll try to solve them and see what we can do to help. We are really here to coach you along, but this is in a sense a self-paced study. You can work on it, then contact us and keep getting the information, trying to put it into practice, and we'll try to help coach you along.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And we hope that you'll be able to join us for these sessions that are recorded for you. And God bless you as you lead people into a future that will truly bring glory to God. And so God bless you. Thank you for considering this course. I hope you will join us.